is, the Squamish and Burrard nations upon whose land we're standing right now. I would like to say that I'm also speaking humbly on behalf of those people and women who cannot be here today, those of all of our sisters, the missing women, single mothers, Canadian entrepreneurs, survivors of spousal assault, child abuse survivors, rape victims, elder seniors, women forced into survival prostitution, victims of violent crime and those touched by addictions, homeless people, those people who couldn't make it today because they are standing at the Woodward Squat. I speak here today at the entrance to the Forum of Women Entrepreneurs on behalf of Breaking the Silence. It's Anti-Violence Against Women organization, an organizing space where we deal with violence against women. Poverty is an issue of violence against women. We oppose privatization in any form because it leads to elitism, separation of the classes between the poor and the rich. We oppose the infiltration of stateside corporations operating in Canada under the guise of handling women's issues. The FWE, you obviously don't have a clue about true women's issues and current repression we are facing as women in Vancouver, in British Columbia, in Canada. Those of us who are women as caregivers, as life givers, we are suffering violence at the hands of the gods of poverty, and Campbell is doing nothing to stop it. In fact, the cuts are doing more to encourage it than any other government has ever done. By your endorsement of Campbell's policies and politics, you are adding to the oppression and violence to women in Canada. FWE, we want you to leave. Give us back our loonie. Give us back our freedom. Give us our voice as Canadians. Give us our livelihoods back. People united will never